Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We're talking about age gap friendships. Obviously, your father and daughter, that's a different one, but that's what we're talking about today, not me and my pregnancy.
No, that's why I'm moving on. I am moving on.
We're all aware of age gap relationships. The long-standing cliche of the older man, younger woman.
Yeah, we've done that.
And more recently, the older woman, younger man, which unfortunately women always get more negative terms, like cougar. Men don't get those.
What do men get?
Well, I guess there's sugar daddy, isn't there? But that implies that's only for a man who tends to have a lot of money. But anyway, the reasons for those are often discussed, but we don't often discuss age gap friendships. So not relationships, but friendships. Hmm. And I think we tend to live in a very age segregated society, and that starts right back at school. Obviously, you're not going to be 4 years old and have a best mate who's 15. That would be weird and a little inappropriate. So for most of our lives, until we hit maybe 20 something, we tend to gravitate towards people who are the same age and doing the same thing. And it used to be that we tended to keep doing that for women, maybe you'd gravitate towards women who were having babies at the same time, or even people in the workplace. You've probably seen in here on nights out, the younger people tend to gravitate together and maybe go out later. The older ones are ones who have kids, maybe have a cutoff point. So you tend to do that. But there's a lot to be gained by breaking those ties and forging friendships.
Do we have examples of this in life or in celebrities?
Not even celebrities, but I think a lot of it is to do with what you're doing at any stage in your life. And I spoke to a few people. I know that a friend of mine there was a dinner party, about 2 years ago now, and a few kind of old people who were in college together all hooked up for dinner. And one friend of ours bought this new flatmate, and it's awful. We all kind of judged her when she walked in. It's a female flatmate. She's a girl too. And so at the time we were all kind of around mid-30s, and this woman clearly in her late 50s walked in and we went, "Oh, she's bought her mum. Oh no, now we can't drink." I thought, hang on, we're 35, 36, let this go. And she was brilliant. And she had no kids, she'd been divorced, and she was kind of back out there. And she wasn't one of these women who was trying to be 35. She was just really wise, really funny, and we all absolutely loved her.
I remember before, just as you're talking about it, before Christmas, we had a show, the Late Late Show. My mum, of all people, came in, and she doesn't really come into the show. In fact, she's only ever
your
there
mom
once
is
before.
Great crack.
She
I've
is good crack.
Mom,
okay,
and she's brilliant.
So she came out with a couple of friends from England, and then we met and another friend, and her mum was out, and we'd finished the show, and we said, somebody else said, "Well, actually, we're having a bit of a party after the show." I said, "Great, okay, we'll go down." And I said, "I presume, Mum, do you want to? I'll organise a taxi for you to go." And she said, "Go where?" I said, "To the party." And she said, "Good." So all of them came down, and they, you know, it was this of a certain vintage. I say that respectfully. Yeah. And then the other lady came down and mixed it up a bit. And how much fun.
Well, this is the thing. It is, you shouldn't deny your age.
Is that an
age.
Example of what we're doing?
It is, absolutely.
Okay.
Because it shouldn't be a denial of age, just saying, well, you know what, we all have to meet in the middle. So if someone at a party is 21 and the oldest is 69, that we find, right, let's work out the mean average and let's all behave somewhere around 36 years old. Mm. That's not the point. The point is that people say, of my age, you can gain an awful lot by befriending someone who's older, because they have, it sounds a bit patronizing, the benefit of wisdom and hindsight, and they tend to not sweat the small stuff, and they tend to kind of calm you down. And then younger friends, because I used to hang out with people my own age, obviously, but then as some of my friends who say had kids younger, they moved on and did the kind of parenting thing, and I thought, hey, I'm still going out and I don't want to sit in and drink tea and smell your kids' dirty nappies at the time.
Yeah.
It's all ahead of me now.
It's all.
So now a lot of my friends would be a bit younger, and your younger friends will tend to, it's a bit of a cliche, but keep you younger, and they will give you a sense of perspective. When I started university, there was a mature student in now you can be a mature student at 26. She was late 40s. She'd had kids quite young. They were all grown up. She went back to college. And I remember the first few weeks thinking, God, you're one Jean. Just, what's she doing here? Now, she took her studies more seriously. She also still had a family. She wasn't going out in the tear, but she was brilliant. And we all found that, because we were a little bit older and wiser, that we had loads in common with her.
Yeah.
And a lot of women my age now, who people don't tend to live in the same community they used to. And we used to live under the same roof as maybe two generations. We don't anymore. And there's things like night classes and like knitting groups is a big one. that a lot of my friends have joined
bee in the
sewing
UK,
clubs, and it's not necessarily a granny thing anymore. And one of my friends is in a sewing club in London, and she said the youngest girl is 22, my friend's 36, and then after that there's a gap to 60s. But she said we sit around this table, and she said it's like something from a movie, and the older women don't try and act younger because of us; they're just themselves. And she said we've gained so much from them, and we're really good friends, and not in a needy way or a condescending way, in a genuine friendship way. They have all these things in common.
My theory in terms of humanity is that I appreciate
you have no humanity.
That's why it's a theory. listen to the point. Is that there's two generations I'm interested in talking to: the very very young and the very very old. And the reason for that is because the young are just they're just fun and silly and goofy, and the old have so much to say because they've got stories, but they're ignored. So with that in mind, that's why that party example works. And then with kids, it's always it's never an issue. But what about when you're 40-ish, right?
And you're looking at me.
Well, kind of giving you a nod. And then somebody goes to the party and brings the 22-year-old, right? And I'm not saying in a romantic in sense at all, but just let's say it's somebody's friend or nephew or niece or whatever it might be. There does tend to be a kind of a commonality gap between the two. So you kind of go, you want to talk about lots of different things. I'm not talking about kids.
But it doesn't mean that because someone at the party is 22 and you're 42, that you think, well, you know what, I need to get to know them because they will keep me younger. Maybe you have absolutely zilch in common with them, and that's fine too.
There wouldn't be a lot
like
of common
ground.
I meet
a lot of my friends my age. A lot of us tend to, especially when you meet friends you've had for a long time, you tend to go into reminiscing territory and saying, you know, the women talking about Depeche Mode, you might say, God, do you remember that gig we went to? Do you remember when we had when we bought that terrible brown lip liner? And you have a lot of commonality, but you have to break away from that.
You do, really.
So if that 22-year-old is an absolute pain in the you-know-what, then you've got nothing in common with them. They're just, it doesn't matter how old they are. But if you find that person has a shared interest in music or politics, or might have both watched a been watching Fortitude, then don't knock it. Are you watching Fortitude?
I think there's three people watching Fortitude.
Oh God!
I heard it's awful.
It's brilliant.
Oh, you love it?
Yeah.
I've only heard people talk. I love Michael Gambon.
I'm the only person at the party watching.
You sounds like you might be, but you're one from Borgen's in it, isn't she?
Yes.
And I love her.
And I feel sick even thinking about it now. People who've watched it, episode 6. That's all I have to say.
Oh right, okay.
The most gruesome bit of telly I've ever seen.
I heard it was boring and cold.
No,
and
it's
dull,
it's
and plodding
it's
and
classic.
Sorry.
That's a classic Scandinavian feel to it, where it's bleak.
Yeah.
So it would suit you perfectly, really. Desolate, bleak, miserable,
you're talking
dark.
About my morals or my emotions? My sisters are 42 and 45. I'm 33 and we socialise together.
Yeah, well, a lot of people who have big gaps between siblings would be the same. Another girl that I spoke to, I was trying to chat to people who I know have good friends who are big age gap. She moved out to the sticks, as we call it. She was one of the first of people I knew to get, she got pregnant at 24, got married, moved out to the middle of nowhere, and she was really lonely. And her neighbour was a kind of mum more like me, sort of late 30s, turning 40. This one was 40 having her first baby. But she said, so there was 15 odd years between us, but we were in the same position, the same place at the same time.
Right.
And that was about 13 years ago. So they've both moved away since from each other, but they are still absolute best friends. But this girl would be 38, 39, and the other lady would be early 50s. But we went through so much together and we have so much in common. I also really admired the way she helped me, and I used to help her. She had terrible dress sense, and we used to go shopping together, and she made me stop sweating the small stuff, and I made her wear better tops.
See?
I thought, wow, what a lovely friendship.
A nice alliance there.
Yeah.
An alliance.
My neighbour in London, I've been on, the first few months in London, I was quite lonely. My next door neighbour is 88.
Oh.
And she's the loveliest lady. Mm. And, you know, it's a different kind of friendship. You know, we're not sitting and having glass of wine. But then sometimes that kind of age gap friendship, you might be able to offer something else, like actual help to someone. Say, look, you know what, while I'm here, can I take your bins out?
There's a warmth to that, isn't there? That
pick up any shopping for you. And she takes in parcels for me and we have lovely chats.
She takes in your bins, your wheelie bins, and cuts the grass.
She cuts the grass, takes in the bins, takes my parcels, does a bit of cleaning.
Quicker, quicker, the line, that's crooked.
Get the top steps of that vacuum cleaner, Mary.
Just top the daisies. You did it last week.
Actually, I've got to say thank you to somebody. There was a parcel here waiting for me, and it was a box. And I thought, oh God, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
Thinking of the film 7.
Of course.
And it was from this lovely lady, Valerie Smith, who has sent me 4 beautiful little tiny knitted baby hats.
How?
Yeah.
And she sounds like Downton Abbey, Lady Valerie Smith.
Lady Valerie Smith.
This lovely Lady Valerie Smith.
I'm not sure if she's actually a lady. I've put that in there.
Yeah, but
she
there's a capital, lady. L. She is a lady now.
She is a lady.
How lovely.
Yeah.
Peaceful. Oh my God, Ryan, Fortitude is excellent. Thursday nights are great again, says Siobhan. Another says, Fortitude is fantastic. So thanks for that. Fortitude is, assume? What does assume? What is that prediction text? They obviously got that wrong. What is Fortitude is assume.
Assume. Oh gosh.
And no idea. Maybe it's amazing. And yes, that was gross in episode 6, but best telly in ages, so yeah, so out there. All right, okay. So of all the things we're talking about age gaps, we make a passing reference to Fortitude, and that's what everyone wants to talk about.
I will never forget when the first times I was in here, we were talking about making difficult life decisions, and you made a comment about Milk Tray versus Black Magic, and all the texters went mad because I slagged off Black Magic. And we talked about Black Magic chocolates for about 25 minutes.
Oh, it's the way. We could begin.
Fortitude is right up your street.
Mary, thank you. I'm going to watch it. Mary says, I think the older you get, the wider your circle of friends becomes. I have friends ranging from early 30s to 80s. Of course, I still have my long-standing friends around my age, but of all of my friends bring something different to the table.
She's exactly right.
Yeah,
I think it's when you break away from parts of your life like school, and if you go on to college or third level education, then you are inevitably surrounded by people who tend to be your own age. But once you get to a different part of your life, your 30s, your 40s, 50s and on up, I think you do tend to surround yourself. I have a friend, actually, I've only just remembered this, and I should have said this first of all, who she ended up, she was going out with this guy in her 20s, became really good friends with his mother.
Yes.
They broke up, and her and the mother are still good pals, and they went on holidays together a few years
ago.
That's
civilised. The text on that, the text says, can you still buy Black Magic?
Has someone actually texted? Yes. No, that was someone outside.
No, it wasn't.
Lorraine, that was you.
It wasn't. It came in. It
Unbelievable.
Came in. I know it wasn't someone outside because it was a small C and the rest was all capital. So it was like,
this is like Groundhog Day.
And you buy Black... And you
see, that's what I said a few years ago in her. I said, that's why you can't buy them anymore. And the text lines went mad saying, tell Maya she's wrong. She's evil.
Yeah,
she's going
to
hell. Yes, I believe you can. But I don't think they're very popular chocolate.
Have you seen the dairy milk with the crunchy in it?
No.
Treat yourself.
Gosh.
I love Russell Crowe, and as a good Northern English girl, I'm mad into rugby league. What a lovely story you just told. I love Johnny Vegas too, but in rugby he supports the enemy.
Oh, harsh.
I was getting a bit aggressive. Right, Amaya,
I
moved
to... That was a lovely text right till the end there.
Right to the bit.
Let's get back to Black Magic.
I moved to a rural area when I was in my mid-20s, made great pals with my neighbour who's in her 50s with 4 grown-up boys. We have great crack together, and she is less shockable than my friends in their 30s, says Adele in Kildare, which is another thing. You know, when people get older, they become less shockable, which is much more entertaining because you can have more fun with them.
What people who are older as well tend to be less dramatic. They don't tend to react, be as reactionary as younger. Now, this is obviously generalising, but as younger people tend to. And that can be very nice to be around. It can be very calming to be around.
Actually, on that very subject, somebody says, I bought myself a box of Black Magic in Tesco's this morning on the way to work and can't wait till
No, that's not true. No one buys themselves
a box of
Black Magic.
We're going to leave that item now on the subject of Black Magic and say, thank you, Maya, for coming in. And
sodding Black Magic. Hate them.
Come and see us again soon.